The In Bronze man behind you is none other than Winfield Scott, the preacher, the soldier, the leader, the founder, and champion of Scottsdale. In 1894, U.S. Army Chaplain Scott and his wife Helen, a schoolteacher from New York, moved to a parcel of land just south of what is now Indian School Road. Originally called Ornsdale, several other families had also settled around this spot, and a community was born. The Scots, a teacher and a preacher, were concerned with the education of the early settlers' children. They were taught in the private home of a Phoenix principal's wife, Mrs. George Blount. But as the population was growing so quickly, the Scots knew this simply would not do. So Scott gathered around him a group of fellow residents, and they established the bounds of an early school district. A space was dedicated just yards from where this schoolhouse stands today, and within 10 days the townsfolks constructed a 16-by-18-foot wood-framed building. Upon its opening, the school had just 14 students. With the minds of the youngsters safe and occupied, the Scots had only to look on as the community, dubbed Scottsdale in their honor, grew and flourished. But by 1909, the walls of the little wooden building were filled to bursting. Once again, Scott took to the podium in favor of a new, more permanent place of learning. The community rallied again, raising $5,000 for the construction of a red brick building that would symbolize the status and promise of their little community. The 28 students of Scottsdale now had 2 rooms and a basement in which to learn. And the community of Scottsdale had a gathering place, and a little red symbol of civic pride. The school was dedicated on Scott's 73rd birthday in February 1910, a few months before he passed away. Scott watched the community grow from a few settlers in an orange grove to a thriving community complete with a little red schoolhouse. And now, day in and day out, Scott stands guard. In sunshine and in rain, he stands proudly beside his wife, keeping a watchful eye on their legacy and the community they helped forge.